The federal government could end up taking action on e-cigarettes. Senator Mitt Romney has co-sponsored a bill that would ban fruity flavors, set standards, and create a monitoring system.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney joins us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about the bill he has co-sponsored with Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning, Amanda. Happy to join you.
Tell us a little bit more about this bill and what it would do.
Well, there are really two problems we're facing right now. The first, of course, is the health problem and the great emergency that we're seeing as people are getting sick and in some cases dying. And the intent here is to make sure that these products can't be adulterated with other substances. We're finding that the great majority of people who are sick as a result of vaping have added some other products to the vaping fluid itself. It's typically THC along with some other cutting agents. It may be those other agents that are causing these sicknesses. So one, making sure that these products have to be used with a tamper-proof delivery system. That's number one. But there's a second problem. The second problem is we got one quarter of our high school kids that are now vaping. We're getting our kids addicted to tobacco. And so in order to prevent that, we're saying no more of these flavors, no more flavors that are going to go promote these products to kids. Those two things will have a big impact on reducing the great problems that these products are causing.
Senator, Amanda and I were just talking a few minutes ago about the cool factor that is very difficult to overcome when kids want to add those flavors or something like that, and you say tamper-proof. How do you get around that?
Well, the key, I think, on the tampering is to say, look, these are cartridges cannot be opened and refilled. What we have in some schools is kids going around with, frankly, almost a gallon worth of fluid that they've mixed themselves and then selling to their classmates the chance to take some of this fluid and put it in their vaping product. And these fluids are not tested. In many cases, they've got adulterated elements in them that are causing some of these sicknesses. So if you have a cartridge that is tamper-proof, that can't be refilled, that's one key point. But the other is we can't have kids getting addicted to nicotine in massive numbers in this country without having a massive health problem down the road.
Some of our listeners want me to ask you, Senator, why this response to e-cigarettes when regular cigarettes have killed millions and are still on the market?
Well, the vaping products will still be on the market. It's not that they'll become illegal, just like cigarettes are still on the market. They're not illegal, but we have a very aggressive effort to make sure that people understand the health risks associated with them. But with e-cigarettes, we don't tax them. With excise tax, like we do cigarettes, that's something that our bill would also change. And secondly, we don't advertise and let the kids know how dangerous they are. And so part of our bill takes the revenues from the taxing and begins a campaign to let kids know this stuff is not safe. It is addictive. It's going to get you hooked on nicotine for the rest of your life. This is a very dangerous development that I don't think we've been watching. I think Washington has been asleep at the switch as we've helped people move away from cigarettes and nicotine, and we turn around and find out that they've now promoted their products to kids in high schools, and by the way, 10% of middle school kids as well, vaping.
We're talking with Senator Mitt Romney on the KSL Newsline. Senator, is there any worry that you have about any political blowback on this?
I'm old enough that I don't worry about political blowback. It's probably never been in my nature. So I'm sure some people will not be happy, and they want the bubblegum-flavored, vaping products. There's even one flavor out there that's called unicorn poop. I kid you not. I mean, these products are clearly being aimed at kids as a way to get kids addicted to nicotine. And this simply is not something we can sit by and let happen. And so we're going to make sure that these products are not out in the marketplace and keep our kids safe. Let them know, by the way, of the dangers associated with them. And, you know, I know some kids think it's cool, but it's not cool to be addicted.
May I ask you, while I have you on the line, Senator, about we understand the Pentagon is briefing the president today about a broad range of military options in the Middle East. We wonder what your feelings are about this and whether or not it's something that the United States should act on first before Saudi Arabia would take any action in this situation.
Well, I may be kind of an outlier on this, but my own view is that Saudi Arabia, having been attacked by Iran, should consider what response it wants to make. We have been selling Saudi Arabia weapons for many, many years, training their pilots and so forth, and they have the capacity to defend themselves. I don't see America as the policeman of the world, militarily having to go into another nation and attack it on behalf of someone else. This is something Saudi Arabia can do on its own if it chooses to do so. So my own view is that we should support Saudi Arabia, but not put our men and women in harm's way or be the point of the spear in attacking Iran.
Senator, it is always great to talk with you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Good to be with you. All the best.
Senator Mitt Romney with us, and we'll be back with another look at traffic and weather together coming up next.